Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock is a great system. They are the only ones that are standing really at the gateway of the vault where all titles are kept digitally. They are the sentinels. They can see everything coming in to that vault and going out of that vault when it's being changed. There's nobody else that is in that is at that choke point that can see everything, which puts them into a great place to make sure that your title remains your title.
Don't be a victim of home title fraud. It's not a world you want to live in. For pennies a day, I signed up for Home Title Lock. Glenn has signed up, Pat as well.
Yeah.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Register now for a free title scan and report to see if your home is already compromised. It's $100 value. They'll give it to you free when you sign up at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This was sent out this morning at 5:19, it appears, from Covington Catholic High School. Dear parents, faculty, and staff, after meeting with local authorities, we have made the decision to cancel school and be closed on Tuesday, January 22nd, in order to ensure the safety of our students, faculty, and staff. All activities on campus will be canceled for the entire day and evening. Students, parents, faculty, and staff are not to be on campus for any reason. Please continue to keep the Covington Catholic community in your prayers. God bless, Mr. Rowe. We begin there with their representative in Congress, Thomas Massey, when we begin the program in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi, I'm Glenn Beck. And do you hate salads as much as I do?
I am. I think I do.
Does your wife constantly say,
"You gotta have some of the vegetables and some of the salad. Why don't you have a banana?"
She has a beautiful speaking voice.
Uh-huh. Does your wife say those things to you? And would you like it to end right now?
And you need Field of Greens.
That's right. But wait, there's more. If you order now, you'll get 15% off your first order at BrickHouseGlen.com. Never eat a salad again. Tell your wife, shut the pie hole. And it is a hole for pie. Not for salads. Get everything you need in one scoop of Field of Greens. Actual greens. Just in a tablespoon of stuff you stir into whatever it is you're drinking.
And it actually tastes good.
And it works. It's BrickHouseGlen.com, promo code Glenn.
I don't know about...
Yeah, well, doctors say yum. BrickHouseGlen.com. BrickHouseGlen.com. Get 15% off your first order now. Field of Greens at BrickHouseGlen.com.
Order now!
Thomas Massey, one of the great congressmen from the great state of Kentucky. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks for fitting me in this morning, Glenn.
You bet. I appreciate it. You and I spoke after I was off air yesterday, and we spoke for a few minutes about what I think is an embarrassment and a possible tragedy on the way to Covington, Kentucky. They're preparing for crazy people doing crazy things. And I think these kids are heroes. I really think that they demonstrated a Christ-like attitude and the attitude of Martin Luther King. And everyone is afraid to come out and say anything.
Oh, I agree with you. And when everybody was still condemning them, I came out to commend them because they've been coming to Washington, D.C. on their own dime for 30 years. And for the 6 years that I've been in Congress, they've always been welcome at my office. I've done their school cheers with them on the steps of the Capitol. These are the most fine, upstanding students you'll ever meet. And so when I saw that first snippet of video that came out and went viral, I said, something doesn't add up here. This can't be the whole story because I know these kids. I know their parents. I know the alumni from this school. These are the kind of kids that do the right thing, not because they're afraid of getting punished, but because they're afraid they'll let down their families or they'll let down their mentors. And so that's why.
By the way, hang on just a second. I want you to know that's a quote. That's not something he's just saying. That's a quote from one of the former students. We don't want to let down our mentors. That is exactly what you want with kids.
That's right. That's what they told me. That's what they told me, one of the kids that went there.
Oh.
So I am, you know, this is almost like a psychology experiment. Mm. I think everybody needs to step back, because a lot of conservatives fell for this first video because we were told, here's what you're going to see. And then when you watch it, you say, yeah, I guess that's what I am seeing. But without the context of everything else, you're getting duped, and that's what happened to a lot of people.
So,
and here's the
go ahead.
Go ahead, Glenn.
No, go ahead.
Well, the tragedy of this is the people who jumped to conclusion in the first 12 hours or the first 8 hours who said something to save their own skin. Now, instead of walking it back, they're saying, well, now I need a third-party investigation to sort all this out, and we'll get a report on this. They're not exonerating or walking back what they did at this point.
So can you help me out? Have you talked to anybody at the school? I know I talked to Robbie George yesterday, who was a guy who jumped on the bandwagon on Friday. He's very big in the Catholic Church. He's I think he's a chair of ethics. Can you help me out on that? At Princeton University. And I called him and he said, Glenn, how can I help? He said, I feel so horrible. On Friday, I tweeted something that this has to stop. And he said, and then it wasn't until Sunday that I actually saw that there was extra video and I did my homework. And he said, I feel horrible. I tweeted immediately a retraction. He said, but nobody's willing to step up and protect these kids. And I said, it's worse than that. The parents haven't heard word one from the school in a, hey, we've got your back. The archdiocese is completely silent on this, and they're afraid of funding. They're afraid if they support the kids, the liberals will go away and stop the funding. If they don't support the kids, the conservatives will go away and they'll lose their funding. I mean, this is horrible.
I've talked to the alumni and parents who have reached out to me, and they wanted somebody to speak up for their kids. That's why I came out Sunday supporting these kids with the strongest statement as I could make. And I think, you know, hopefully that will give other people cover. If there's a congressman out there saying these are good kids, you got to support them. And by the way, Nick Sandman, that kid deserves a medal.
That kid... you and I talked about him for 5 minutes on the phone yesterday. I would be proud if that kid was my son. There's a lot of times, you know, kids stand up and they do things and you're like, you put your hand up to your face and you kind of look through your fingers and you're like, oh God, what is my son or daughter going to do or say? And this kid was amazing, especially if you watch all of the video. He stopped others from getting out of hand. It was amazing what he did.
That's right. The media tried to say he was smirking, but if you read his statement, and I completely believe him, he was trying to smile so that the other students wouldn't think that he was being intimidated or felt threatened. He was trying to de-escalate it with a smile. And like you said, what's off camera in the video that went viral, but from another angle with another microphone, you can hear another Native American protester who is telling one of Nick's classmates, go back to Europe, you stole this land. And Nick turns and with sign language, by motioning, without even saying anything, convinces his friend not to reciprocate, not to escalate. And while he's still got the drum in his face, that is just amazing when you see that.
So we have, so you know, and please, if you're listening, Facebook your friends, call your friends, tell everybody you know. We have a detailed, my staff went through all of the video yesterday, and we put together what's in the business called a TikTok, which means what happened minute by minute. We have the video prior to the kids even arriving, and we have watched it now from several different points of view. There was somebody chanting, build the wall, build the wall. We have the video, but you will not believe who it was. And we're going to do that next hour. We're with Thomas Massie, congressman from Kentucky. This is his area. He knows these people in Covington. Thomas, what can the average person do to support these kids?
Well, I think what needs to happen right now is the principal of the school, the diocese, they need to turn this around. They need to act quickly because, you know, you need to give people the benefit of the doubt. But when they're children, you definitely need to give them the benefit of the doubt. Support them, support them on social media. I think we're turning this thing around. I really do. The irony is that this was a social media mob that came after Nick and his classmates. But the irony here is that social media can turn this thing back around, because the left-leaning media has really jumped the shark on this one. I've got to give credit to some of the folks at CNN. Uncharacteristically, they've walked it back a little bit. And I think that's because of the pressure. Even Democrats look at this and say, that could be my kid who's getting doxxed. That could be my house where they're coming to protest. It's one thing, everybody knows Twitter is a dumpster fire, but people are taking that fire and that dumpster and bringing it into Covington. I mean, they've threatened the school so much that the prosecutor in Northern Kentucky had to come out and say, look, we're going to prosecute these crimes. This is a crime to threaten a school, and you will be prosecuted. So I think just keep the pressure up, keep supporting these kids on social media. And for your friends who haven't seen the full length video, TikTok, mm-hmm. That is going to be so important. That's what they need to see, because not everybody's going to be able to sit through five different videos and watch 4 hours of video. So if you put that together, that is perfect. I will share that on my Facebook so everybody can know what really happened.
Okay, so can you help me with what happens to, what was his name? Wheeler Walker, I think. He's a guy who's this, you know, he's a country artist, you know, or he actually makes fun of country music by claiming he's a country artist. And he was on Twitter yesterday saying, I will give you autographed copies of my work on vinyl if you beat this kid up. Find him, beat him up, and make a video of it and give it to me. I will, you know, I'll give you a prize. Twitter hasn't suspended his account. Apparently, that's not a hate crime. Is anything going to be done against the people who are issuing these kinds of threats?
Well, there's civil and criminal liability. I think he's crossed over into criminal. That sounds like terroristic threatening to me. I don't know. I'll ask the prosecutor, who issued a stern warning very early this weekend to these instigators. But
it's still going on. That's why I ask, because I know, you know, you just said that he was doing that, but it's still going on, and Twitter doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
That is the problem with social media, and that's how the left forms a mob, is when they threaten violence, it's freedom of speech. And when the right, when somebody, a conservative, says something strongly worded, not even violent, then that their account gets shut down.
I know.
And if you can't see that bias, you don't have your eyes open, or you're not on social media. But I think they've really jumped the shark on this one, and I hope this is a lesson to everybody. It's also got to be a lesson to moderates and conservatives to wait 24 hours. It's okay to get incomplete facts out there, but it's wrong to form a conclusion on incomplete facts.
Talking to Representative Thomas Massie, could you have 30 seconds to spend on an unrelated topic here?
Absolutely.
Thomas? On the shutdown, absolutely. You had a compelling reasoning on your vote, I felt, about, I think you were one of seven in the House that voted against the back pay for government employees. And the details were really the problem here. Can you explain that vote real quick?
Yeah. So we took a vote in Congress. I was walking to the floor ready to go vote for this, okay, even though they introduced it the same day we're going to vote on it. They said they wouldn't do that. And I was ready to vote for it. We voted for things like this in the past. Then I discovered the bill actually says for every shutdown forever from now on, basically, we are going to pay everybody whether they worked or not. What you're doing is you're taking the entire federal payroll and taking it from discretionary spending and put it into mandatory spending. Now, 3/4 of our government spending is mandatory, and that's the problem. That's why our country's going bankrupt, because it's all on autopilot. But to take the entire federal payroll and put it on autopilot forever, that is so dangerous. Here's the other thing it does. It doesn't even pay the workers at TSA who are still working today. I'm going through at the airport. And by the way, when I go through, they tell me to keep it up. They support me. But when I go through today, they're not going to get paid. This bill didn't fix that problem, but this bill encourages more shutdowns in the future because now politicians have political cover.
That's amazing. Gosh, and no one covered that point of view. Thank you for that vote. That was an important one.
Thanks. Thomas Massie, really one of the good guys that we can trust in Congress. Thomas Massie, you can follow him at massie.house.gov or Representative Thomas Massie. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for getting the truth out there, Glenn. I'm going to share that TikTok on all of my social media channels.
Please do. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, back to the show in 60 seconds with some really important information today that nobody else has. We have really done our homework on this situation, and we'll get to that here in less than 60 seconds. I want to talk to you about LifeLock. Hackers are finding ways to hijack phone numbers to get around two-factor authentication. That extra step is what's supposed to keep our devices and personal information safe, but they've already found a way around it.
Look at the context of what we've been talking about with these social media things. Some of the people targeted by just regular, not hackers, but regular people online, they're doxing them. They're not even the people involved in the stories. And now all their private information is just sitting out there on the web for anybody who has a, you know, a professional interest in stealing your money and your identity to go after it. I mean, forget even the hackers for a second. Regular people are going out and taking information and posting it all over the place, making it much easier for anyone who wants to get at your
identity.
It's
really horrible. Yeah. Just really horrible. LifeLock.com will help protect you. They can protect you against all threats, all cyber threats, all hackers, you know, everything that's out there. But they're the best in the business. I want you to go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Beck. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Beck. Or you can call 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Beck. Get an extra 10% off now. 1-800-LIFELOCK. 10 seconds for station ID. So imagine that your kid goes to Washington and you're proud of him because he's standing up for a right to life. And this happens. And now people are protesting your place of business because your son or daughter did this. Now, it's interesting to me that even with all of the information that is out there, that the press hasn't turned around. They've corrected and said, yeah, you know what? There may be more information out there. But they haven't corrected it. These kids were heroic in the way they acted. In today's world, they were heroic. Nobody in the press is talking about Nathan Phillips. We are. In about 7 minutes, I'm going to give you everything you need to know about Nathan Phillips, which kind of changes things. Then I'm going to go take you at the top of the hour through the what's called the TikTok. So in about 37 minutes, we'll start going through minute by minute what happened with the video and audio evidence. Native American Nathan Phillips said, well, I heard somebody chanting, build the wall, build the wall. Well, guess what? We found it. We found exactly who was doing it. We have the video of it. Except it doesn't fit with the media narrative. You will not believe who did it. And yet, these people, Nathan Phillips, the Black Israelites, are some of the worst, is one of the worst organizations of all time. Nothing is being said. Now imagine if that was a group of five Nazis who were saying the same thing, because that's about what Nazis would say, except it would instead of black, it would be white. But these were black nationalists. Imagine if those were Nazis. You wouldn't have even heard about the school. And yet, because of the press just saying, oh, you know what? There's really nothing here. These kids are still under threat to the place to where no staff, nobody is allowed on school grounds today. And let me ask you this. What does this do to any school that says next year I'm going to go march for life? Courage is in short supply. The courage of speaking up, the courage of standing up, the courage of being a man. You know what a man is? A man is a guy who stands up against all of the bullies and says, I will protect the weak. You gonna go for them? You gotta come through me. Any man who is not standing for the weak of Covington School, you're not a man, you're still a boy. If you say, well, I don't want to get involved, I don't want to do this, you're a boy. This is man's work. This is women's work. Not girls, not boys. This is women and men's work. You want to be an adult? This is what it means. This is when it counts. We are living in a society that is teaching everyone that is watching, better not go protest. Better not. Would you hand me that? Would you hand me that right there, Marissa? Thank you. The world is being taught right now, because this is the only reason why these kids were targeted, is because they were wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Because you wear a hat, that says who you are? That allows everyone to say, oh, you know what? You don't really count. You don't really get a fair hearing. I know who you are. Well, you know, it's that kind of attitude that makes Americans want to put on the hat. It makes Americans say, I need somebody like Donald Trump, because the world is full of bullies and no one will stand up. Men, stand up.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Relief Factor. If you're in constant pain, you are not alone. It's estimated over 50 million people miss work due to pain. Americans spend over $2,000 a year to combat pain. 66% expect to live the rest of their life in pain. Pain is an epidemic in America. So what are we going to do about it? Well, you could surrender, which I've almost done. You could, take opioids, which you might have to. That may be the only relief you find. But before you go down that road, please try Relief Factor. Please try it. 100% drug-free, created by doctors. Try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, you're out $20. If it does work, you get your life back. Go to relieffactor.com like I did. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384.
We're going to have the minute-by-minute of this incident coming up here next hour. You can watch all the videos as well. Subscribe to blazetv.com/Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Yesterday, my staff spent the day going over all of the video, and we have put a minute-by-minute schedule down. It's called a TikTok of what exactly happened on the mall with the Covington High School students and the Black Israelites and Nathan Phillips and his group. And we did find the audio. We found the video of somebody chanting, build the wall, build the wall. And you're not going to believe who said that. We have this, and it's exclusive, and you will hear it coming up in about 25 minutes from now. I want to spend some time here on Nathan Phillips and who he is. Now, he is the elderly Native American, but I want you to know this whole story, this media version of this story, was a microwave meal. I mean, it came prepackaged and ready-made. The press could have written this with their eyes closed, and it appears many of them did. But if you care about something kind of old-timey called facts, here they are. Phillips is a member of the Omaha tribe. He was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska. He says he was 5 years old when he was taken away from his family and put in foster care. He bounced around several homes and was finally raised by a white family who he says was abusive until he was 17. He then left home, started working some construction jobs. Then he joined the Marines. Now, almost every media outlet is describing him as a Vietnam veteran, but Indian Country Today, which is a Native American magazine, describes him as a Vietnam era veteran, which implies that he did not actually serve in Vietnam, just in the era. It's an important distinction because Phillips says it was so hard when he came back from Vietnam. He said, people called me a baby killer and a hippie girl spat on me. Indian Country Today noted that this incident happened when Phillips was in uniform, not when he was returning home from Vietnam. We have reached out to the journalist at Indian Country Today, but we are still waiting for a response. For several years, Phillips led an annual ceremony honoring Native American war veterans at Arlington National Cemetery. And after he left the Marines, he struggled with alcoholism. He was in and out of jail. And in 1990, he met a former middle school teacher who became his companion, and they traveled around the country protesting. In 1994, they settled in Washington, D.C. after the truck they were driving broke down and caught fire during a demonstration in front of the White House. While in Washington, he co-founded the Native Youth Alliance. It's a nonprofit group. Now, this is really important. Nonprofit group works to ensure that traditional culture and spiritual ways continue for the coming generations. He had no financial support for this organization at the time. He was working odd jobs in construction when he could. By 2000, he was living in a teepee by the Washington Monument, and he lived in that teepee by the Washington Monument for an entire month of November with his companion and their toddler son and baby daughter. And he did it to tell America that American Indians don't have too much to be thankful for. His words, not mine. In a profile written about him in 2000, the Omaha World Herald said, quote, privately, other tribal leaders say Philip is regarded back in Nebraska as well-intentioned brother, but struggling to cope with a troubled childhood. The leader of the Omaha tribe generally avoids the type of activism that Phillips prefers. The type of activism that Phillips prefers. Now, while living in Michigan in 2015, I think in 2012, he made a documentary film. He also made an anti-capitalist and anti-cop music video where the cop dies in the end. but then he moved to Michigan in 2015. He decided to go for an afternoon stroll, according to him, on one Saturday, and he came across a group of, according to him, 30 to 40 students at Eastern Michigan University having a Native American-themed party in their backyard. He said they were all wearing body paint and feathers and summoned him over to the fence. He said when he questioned their choice of activity, he said that they said they were honoring him. He replied, "You're not honoring me. That wasn't honoring. This is racist." He said, then the student said, "Go back to the reservation, you blank Indian." He said that a student threw a full beer can at him and had hit him in the head, and he backed up in time to get hit instead in the chest, and he immediately called police. But by the time the police got there, there was no one there, and there was no sign of the party. At the time, Eastern Michigan University said it conducted an investigation, but no media outlets seemed to report on the conclusion. We reached out to EMU to find out their investigation, if it corroborated Phillips' accusations of the verbal and physical assault. We are waiting to hear back from them. Today, Phillips is an Omaha tribe elder and the keeper of the sacred pipe. In 2016 and 2017, he was again on the front line with his 17-year-old daughter. He was part of the big protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline across Sioux Land in South Dakota. This guy is about as left as you can get. Last Friday, Phillips was in Washington to participate in the inaugural Indigenous Peoples March. The march was organized as a continuation of the 2016-2017 Dakota Pipeline demonstrations. It was organized by the Indigenous Peoples Movement, an international grassroots initiative aimed at increasing awareness of voter suppression. Now listen to this. Divided families by walls and borders, an environmental holocaust, sex and human trafficking, and police and military brutality. So he was marching in protest of the wall. After telling the Washington Post that he was mobbed by the Covington students, he changed his tune and said he had approached the crowd to intervene because of racial tensions between the white students and the Black Hebrew Israelites group. Wait until you hear the TikTok in about 15 minutes. All of this comes undone. Now, this is his new statement. He said, quote, "The Covington boys witnessed these individuals, the Black Hebrew Israelites group, on their soapbox saying what they had to say. They didn't agree with it and they got offended. They were in the process of attacking these four black individuals. I was there and I was witnessing all of this, and it kept going on and escalating, and it got to a point where you got to do something or walk away, you know? You see something that is wrong and you're faced with that choice. What do I do, right or wrong? There was this moment when I realized I had put myself between beast and prey. These young men were beastly, and these old black individuals, they were their prey. I stood in between them, and so they needed their pounds of flesh, and they took it from me." Oh my gosh, this is so offensive when you actually see the videotape of what happened.
Complete liar.
Complete and total lie.
No way to read that situation the way he did.
Nope. There's no way you can say, oh, well, he's a good guy and he just an old guy and he misinterpreted. Wait. You call everybody you know and make sure that they are listening and they are taking. We will post these on the Blaze website. I will tweet everything out. You will have access to this. No one else is willing to do the homework in the mainstream media. What this man says proves he is a dangerous liar. He said it was scary. I mean, if you go back and look at the lynchings that was done in America, you'd see the faces on the people, the glee and the hatred in their faces. That's what these white faces look like. So they were thinking about lynching these black, poor old black men. The black Israelites, they were saying some harsh things, but some of it was true. These young white American kids who were being taught in their Catholic school, their doctrine, their truth. And when they found out there was more truth out there than what they were being taught, they were offended. They were insulted. They were scared. And that's how they responded. One thing I was taught in my Marine Corps training was that a scared man will kill you. And that's what these boys were. He also told a reporter for the Indian Country Today, "I'm angry with these instructors, these chaperones and tutors. These children's lives were in their hands. That was their job. It wasn't my job to do. They were getting paid to take care of those children and act for them and make sure that they were behaving in the way they were supposed to. In my mind, it's a fireable offense. They've aligned those children to take the wrong path, and they have a bright future to live. You know, if that was my child, I would not be happy with the school officials right now, not to allow my child to behave that way. I don't care if my child is that way. When he's out in public, he better behave. I'm still scared. I'm still feeling vulnerable, but I'm not going to back down."
Horrible. I mean, he's just lying and lying and lying throughout that entire thing.
He is an anti-American, anti-white, anti-cop, anti-military, leftist activist. He has done this his whole life.
And they ate what he was feeding them without even questioning it.
Because many in the media are left-wing activists.
Yep.
The Lincoln Memorial incident is complex, But when you actually see what happened, you will see that the students of Covington High School were heroes in restraint. Nathan Phillips is not complex. This was not a case of punk teenagers accosting a poor Native American veteran. Phillips knew exactly what he was doing on Friday, and he was protesting the border wall. He has been traveling the country agitating for his cause for almost 30 years. This is what he does. This is his identity. And these days, nothing stands in the way of personal identity, especially not some white kid wearing a red baseball cap. Do not miss next hour and the TikTok. We will tell you exactly what happened and back it up with the video and audio. If you're listening to radio, you'll hear the audio. I urge you to join the Blaze. It helps us pay for things like this. They spent all day, about eight people all day yesterday, just going through video and looking for this. We found, you know, he said, I heard build the wall. They were chanting it. We told you yesterday we couldn't find it. Well, after a full day's work of a whole bunch of people looking, we did find it. And you'll be interested to hear it and to see it as well. All of that is happening on The Blaze. Join us at theblazetv.com/Beck. Use the promo code Beck and you're going to save 10% on your year-long membership. Just join us for a month. I think you're going to join us, you know, for the year in the end. But join us for a month and just cancel at the end of the month. But make sure you get this episode today and share it with as many people, the information in it, as you possibly can. All right. Sponsors, Liberty Safe. Liberty Safe, not just for storing guns. It's perfect for storing things that you want to keep away from your kids. You know, medication. You want to keep your passports in it. Collectibles, your wife's jewelry collection, birth certificate. Maybe even your wife's purse if she rules the world.
Or she just spends all your money on purses and it's the only valuable thing you own. It's another scenario in which you would keep that in Liberty Safe.
If she wears the pants and you wear the skirt, go ahead, keep your purses in this very manly Liberty Safe.
We'll be getting into your current diet that has been assigned to you by your wife in a few minutes.
I don't know what you're even talking about. Anyway, people who have purchased a Liberty Safe to put firearms in, they always, always say, I wish I would have bought a bigger safe. Why Liberty Safe? Been in business 30 years. Serious focus on innovation and developing better technology for their safes. Their engineers have developed the newest revolution in home safes, military locking bars safe. It's really great. It's an American company that provides works for hundreds of American workers. They've been honored at the White House. All kinds of reasons. Best built safe in America. Best built safe in the world, bar none. It's Liberty Safe. LibertySafe.com. Go there now. LibertySafe.com. This is the Glenn Beck program. Let's play Choose Your News real quick. You ready?
Yes.
I have three headlines.
Okay.
You choose the news that you want to hear. Man who won the lottery demands his winnings to be paid in giant check.
What? That happens all the time.
Well, not really. Not if you've only won $1. That's headline number one. Headline number two. White couple who identify as black swear their children will be born black. There's a lot. There's some good eating on that. They're white.
That's not how that works.
Well, maybe the wife is like, no, honey, I'm telling you, they're going to be born black. I'm telling you.
This is a great setup for an affair.
That's an unbelievable
explanation for an affair.
Or headline number three, Ocasio-Cortez on millennials. We're like the world, and this is like our World War II. Because I want to quote her, we're like the world is going to end in 12 years. If we don't address climate change.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Well, you can't really pick that one because there's really not. She has no facts.
Well,
there's nothing in the story.
We all share the same World War II. Like, I wasn't born in World War II, but World War II is still World War II.
No,
if, her if, World if the millennials War are going to reset the numbers, she'd have to start at World War One, or
right.
it would be World War III.
No, this is
it can't
her World
be World War
II. No, this is her World War II.
Okay,
this is her World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
the
like
world is going to end.
What we like? What
we the world like is going to end in 12 years.
12 years.
In 12 years.
Mm.
I thought that would happen in 2008, 2010, 12, 16. And I think I heard 20.
Well, by the time, I mean, they project this every few years because we keep bumping into these deadlines, so they have to reset it to scare you. Amazing.
Are you in constant pain?
I don't know. I wish it was a different commercial.
Because I work with somebody who's got to be in a lot of pain because his head is so deep up one of the orifices of his body. I don't know how he even walks. I really don't.
You got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Yoga, stretching. So, it's all important.
And perhaps Relief Factor. It'll make the swelling go down. 100% drug-free, created by doctors. Four key ingredients. Each will help your body's fight against inflammation. Try it for 3 weeks. Just try it for 3 weeks. This is what I did. I didn't think it would work for me. It did. I still take it a year later. I take it 3 times a day. Please get your life back. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The Fusion of Entertainment and Enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is a very important hour. We have what in the business is called the TikTok. We are going to tell you what happened minute by minute at this thing at the Washington Mall with the Covington school kids. A completely different story backed by the audio and video. We begin in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We want to thank our sponsor, it's ZipRecruiter. Look, if you are looking to hire somebody, you need the best person. You need the best person that gets your mission. That is, you know, if you're doing a job that has to be done by, you know, somebody locally, you don't want somebody who's in California. If you're in Texas, you want somebody in Texas in your area. If you have an open, you don't care if they're in Malaysia, if it's a CEO position. This is why Fortune 500 companies use ZipRecruiters to find the qualified candidates, because this is an algorithm that learns exactly what you're looking for. And then it goes out and it invites the people that are qualified for your job, not only posts it everywhere, but then goes out among this huge pool of millions of people that are looking for a job and says, you are right for this one. Apply. That's why employers usually get a qualified candidate within the first hour after posting with ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. It was Friday afternoon. On the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, three separate groups would clash, but only one would take the blame, and only one people would do homework on. It was a group of predominantly white kids, some of them wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hat. A group of Native Americans, and also some black street preachers who are known for their volatile attitude. Now, in today's media and social climate, just based on that description, who do you think the media would assign the blame on any kind of problem? Right? The reasonable answer should be, after watching 60 seconds of video of a kid smiling at a Native American banging a drum in his face, the reasonable answer should be, I don't know, I only saw 60 seconds of video. But that's not the way America answered, and it's certainly not the way the press answered. Because we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where appearances, gender, skin color, even now the choice of head fashion, instantly proclaim your guilt or innocence. And the child smiling in that 60-second video had every strike against him. White, check. Gender, male, check. MAGA hat, check. Oh, and did you say he attends a Christian school? Double check. A short viral video on social media and the mainstream media instantly declare this kid guilty and all of the kids with him, all due to the fact that he checked every single one of their appearance boxes. America, is this who we are? We are persecuting a bunch of high school kids who acted admirably, who acted the way we would want our children to react. By now, you've heard the story, but not the way I'm about to tell it, because I'm about to use the facts. The question that you should have at the end of this hour is, how the hell did anyone tell this story any other way? Well, because nobody is interested in doing the work, and no one is interested in the facts. My team, yesterday morning, got a charge from me early, early in the morning. Track down every single person in every video and watch it and give me a timeline. So that's what I'm giving you today. Here's the story. Group of boys from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, finishing up after a long day. They attended the March for Life, and they were given permission to do a little sightseeing before meeting up at the Lincoln Memorial to depart. They arrived, and they saw a pair of dueling demonstrations. There were two demonstrations when they arrived. A group of Native Americans had gathered as part of the Indigenous People's March, which the Indigenous People's March was about Indigenous people, stolen land, and borders without any walls. Then there was another group, the African American Street Preachers. These guys, and I say this because I saw them daily for a long time in New York. They are truly violent, vile people. Very small group called the Black Hebrew Israelites. So the boys stood there for a second and watched this show. Really, they watched and they listened. And the Black Hebrew Israelites screamed, not at the boys, but at the Native Americans, telling the Native Americans that they were evil for practicing their cultural beliefs. It got so bad that some of the Native Americans walked up and pleaded with them to stop interrupting their gathering. Here's the videotape. Listen.
It means savage. You are not savages. You are the children of God, according to the Bible. You are the children of Israel. Before you started worshiping totem poles, you was worshiping the true living God.
That's right.
Before you became an idol worshiper, you was worshiping the true and living God. And this is the reason why this land was taken away from you. Because you worship everything except the Most High. You worship every creation except the Creator.
That's right.
And that's what we are here to tell you to do. We are here to tell you to wake up to the four corners of the earth. This is the truth of the Holy Bible. We don't have a microphone, brother. Okay, and this is the part of freedom of the speech and freedom of religion.
Now,
and that's
are,
what we out here for.
Listen,
okay, and I hear you. I honor my God. We honor
two
our
Native
God,
Americans
brother,
walk up peacefully.
What you have
please
to,
stop.
You have to come away from the Lord.
They turn around
you have to
and
come
walk
away,
away
from your religions, philosophies, and doctrines, and start worshiping the true and living power, which his name is Yahweh. That's who's the Most High God.
That's right.
The Most High God, his name is Yahweh. You're not supposed to worship eagles, buffaloes,
that's
rams,
right. Right.
All types of animals.
That's right.
This is the reason why the Lord took away your land.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that you have that. There's, if you're not watching us on Blaze TV, let me describe the scene. It's very different than the scene that you will see in just a few minutes later, because the Covington boys are not around. It's very sparsely populated, and you're seeing a lot of Native Americans there. And they are trying to be kind. But it doesn't get any more insulting than this. He calls them idol worshippers, totem pole, eagle and buffalo worshippers. until a Native American man was forced to come over and kindly plead with them to stop, which they didn't. The black Hebrew Israelites then go on with their insults, directed directly at the Native Americans. Now, it's right about this time that the Israelites decided that they would then direct hostility over to another growing group, a group of boys who were from Covington that were standing close by, just watching and listening to these two groups. Here it is.
That's right.
Pompous bastards over there wearing Make America.
That's right.
Again.
Little Billy. Little corny ass Billy in there.
Why are you not angry at them?
Little corny ass Billy Bob.
Why are you not angry at them?
Okay. Yeah, go talk to them with them Make America Great hats on.
Unbelievable, man.
Tell them come over here in the lion's den instead of mocking over there. You little dirty ass crackers, your day coming. Your day coming. Your day coming. Because you little dusty asses wouldn't walk down the street in a black neighborhood and go walk up on nobody playing no games like that. Yeah, I will stick my foot in your little ass.
Okay. If you saw the video, which will all be available on Blaze TV and Blaze.com, you see the video. There's only about, maybe it looks like 10, but in the first part of the video, you only see about four of them. Only one is wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Only one of them seems to be wearing it in the video that we are showing you. And it's still, they're still gathering. So there's very few people. There are very few of them. But you'll notice that what the black Israelites did, they were arguing with the Native Americans and then said, why are you arguing with us? You should be going after those little bastards over there wearing the Make America Great Again hats. Little corny ass Billy Bob. Go talk to them, dirty ass crackers. When the black Israelites start to address them, you also see on the video, the boys do nothing. They have their hands in their pockets. They're just watching from a distance. They all turn around and start to walk away. Now, this is a fight between the attendees of an indigenous people's march and their hecklers, the black Hebrew Israelites. Now, it begins to get out of hand here. Because the Native Americans have been kind. That's when things really go awry. We're not including this on air because it's absolutely uneditable and unairable. It is full of profanity, so it'd be just one giant bleep. But we will tweet this scene out to you. This is when, finally, some of the Native Americans had had enough. And they get into what looks like is going to become a street brawl between the two. And as it begins to get completely out of hand, several Native Americans returning shouts and profanity of their own, the street preachers again result to saying, why are you attacking us? They redirect to their racial insults and they point again to the Covington High School students to get them out of this jam with the Native Americans. Here it is.
Always talking out their ass. Always talking out their ass. But you won't say that to this peck of wood wearing a Make America Great Hat again.
That's right.
You damn Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right. That's right.
You bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. Why you don't crack that peck of wood with the hat on?
That's right.
Why you don't crack his head?
That's right.
Why you don't speak to him like that?
That's right.
Because you're Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
Just want to make sure you understand what he was saying to the Native American. Why aren't you talking to the peckerwood wearing the Make America Great Again hat? You're an Uncle Tomahawk. You're all a bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. Why don't you crack the head of that peckerwood with the Make America Great Again hat? The media has completely dismissed this. Why, I wonder? This goes back and forth for over an hour with the black Hebrew Israelites, even resorting to calling other African Americans in the vicinity the N-word because they don't agree with them. Now, it's about this time that the boys from Covington High School all begin gathering in large numbers, waiting for their ride home. We're going to play a small portion of what ensued next because it leads directly to the incident that would immediately go viral. I'll do that in 1 minute. First, let me give you a talk about our sponsor real quick. It is Relief Factor. If you are in pain, I get it. And I will tell you that the miracle of pharmaceuticals, I had to remind me, write this down. My daughter has been in the hospital for, 10 days now. She just got out last night, and medicine is amazing, truly remarkable what they can do now. And so I'm a believer in medicine. I'm a believer in opioids as well, but they are dangerous. And they also change you. And I don't want to be on. Some people have to be on them. I want to do everything I can to make that my last resort. Relief Factor. I didn't think it would work for me. I started trying it about a year ago. My wife insisted, try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, you stop taking it. Okay. It was $20. I tried it for 3 weeks. They're quick start. I'm still taking it three times a day today because a year later, I am still feeling great effects from taking it.
The risk is low. The reward is high.
It's Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 1-800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. 10-second station ID and then back. Okay. I'm going to play a small portion of what happened next because it leads to the incident that would immediately go viral. But keep it in mind for later because I'm going to come back to this clip, this specific line of insults toward the Covington boys. Again, directly followed another instance where the black Israelites were being confronted for their racism and bigotry. Listen.
Look at all these dusty-ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty-ass crackers. Can't stand in the damn sun for 5 minutes.
Why you don't build the damn wall?
Can't stand in the damn sun.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all want to build a wall for Mexico's?
Now, remember this clip because I have to come back to it. By now, not only the boys from Covington were getting annoyed, but the entire area in a 300-meter radius was trying to get the black Israelites to shut up. It was disunion and disharmony with everyone they touched. The high school kids, in order to drown out the racism and bigotry, decided that a pep rally would be louder than the hate coming from the street preachers. Now, this is also something they do every year. They have done this for 10 years. Every year, they meet at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and they shout their prep rally shouts. This time, it worked also to help drown out the hate directed mainly towards Native Americans. Here's what happened.
Look at this foolia. Get no more than 5 verses in the Hebrew law. Look at this. You serious?
This is their prep. It had nothing to do with anything. They've done it for 10 years, and it did drown out the hatred. Now, it's a kid thing to do, but it's honestly, if I were there, I would have said, thank God, look at these kids. It's much better listening to the bigotry coming from the mouths of the black Israelites and now some, and I want to just emphasize this, some Native Americans who just lost their temper, okay? But right as this is going on, one of the Native American attendees of the Indigenous People's March approaches the Covington group. He walks away from the area that the Native American demonstration had gathered and walks right past the black Israelites directly into the middle of high schoolers. Now he stops right in front of a 17-year-old, banging a drum a couple of inches from his face. This is the moment where it began. Watch and listen.
Here come Gad! Here come Gad! Here come Gad!
Here comes Gad.
Look, look at our Make America Great Again hats. Look at the hats. Look at the hats. We ain't taking. Look, we not taking. Look at Gad. That's right, Gad. Look at Gad.
Now, notice the drum beat with the chants. The kids are doing their chants. They don't know who this Native American is. They know that that Native Americans have been hassled by the black Israelites. That they have watched and seen. So when the Native American comes over, they think that he's on their side trying to drown out the black Israelites. But did you notice what the black Israelites were calling the Native American with the drum? They called him Gad. Here comes Gad. Here comes Gad. Gad? Who the hell is Gad? You have to go to Isaiah chapter 65. The black Israelites still are continuing to insult the Native Americans. This is a false god. So when he says, oh, here comes Gad, he is mocking the Native Americans. Again, the totem pole worshiper. Oh, now here comes their false god with the drum. Nobody in the media said anything about this. Nobody in the media had a problem with any of this. The black Israelites continue to insult the Native Americans, but not a mention of any of it. Now, the Native American, his name is Nathan Phillips. I just did 20 minutes on who Nathan Phillips is. You can find that at the Blaze TV, hour number one of this show. We will also tweet it out and make it available for everyone. But in a nutshell, he is a known activist. He is a guy who has protested the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. He has protested Thanksgiving by building a teepee next to the Washington Memorial, where they let him stay for 30 days because Native Americans have nothing to be thankful for. He has made an anti-cop and anti-capitalist music video. He's well known. More from him next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Wait until you hear the ending of this. My Patriot Supply. Now, let me ask you something. What do you do when you put money in a 401k or IRA? And things go to hell. We've already been in this situation, but it's going to get much, much worse than it was in 2008 because there is no tarp. Why do you store jumper cables in your vehicle? Why do you have fire insurance or health insurance? Because you know bad things are going to happen or could happen, and you just want to be prepared. That's the same as getting food, making sure that you have enough food in your pantry, and you can do that the right way. PrepareWithGlenn.com, My Patriot Supply. Right now, they're offering a food kit that averages 2,000 calories a day for 4 weeks. PrepareWithGlenn.com. Save $100 on it today. It's PrepareWithGlenn.com.
Every detail of this Covington story with all the videos is going to be up on BlazeTV.com/Beck. Use the promo code Peck. Save $10.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. A TikTok is what it is called in the business. A rundown of what happened, minute by minute, what happened next. This is a look at what happened on the Mall in Washington on Friday. Quite frankly, I think this is one of the best things that we do on this program is we take events and we look at them and say, here's what really happened. There are hours of tape that exist on this. Hours and hours of public video. My team yesterday spent the day doing nothing else but watching those videos and taking them and saying, okay, wait a minute, this one goes here, this one goes here, here's what happened next. And you have seen, if you've been listening to this program, you have seen in the last 20 minutes that the black Israelites were attacking the Native Americans. And they were attacking the Native Americans in vicious, vile ways. You also have seen that the Native Americans at first responded peacefully. Then, when that didn't work, some other Native Americans, a vast minority, came over and were getting violent. They were throwing the same kind of racial slurs back at the Native Americans. It got so tense that the video shows it looked like there could have been a race war between the Native Americans and the black Israelites. The white boys from Covington had nothing to do with it. All they're going to do is start the cheer that they have done before they get on the buses for the last 10 years. They do their school prep cheers. Then they get on the buses. It is my understanding that they also were trying to relieve the tension. And if you see the video that we provide, you will see that no one was laughing, no one was smiling, nothing good was going to happen until they started doing their cheers. That broke the mood and broke the back of this argument between the Native Americans and the black Israelites. But that's when Nathan Phillips sees an opportunity to get press. He is a 30-year left-wing activist. And he marches right up to one of the students and gets right directly in his face. Now, the media left all of the pre-stuff out. So you have no idea that these kids are actually helping the Native American. How betrayed they must have felt. So as Nathan Phillips, the Native American, walks over with the drum, the black Israelites are still calling them names, the Native Americans, calling Nathan Phillips Gad, the name of a false god, and they continue to insult them, but not a peep in the media. Now, Phillips initially told the Washington Post the boys surrounded him as he was just preparing to leave. There is zero evidence of this. In fact, our video shows the exact opposite. He later contradicted this in an interview with the Detroit Free Press, admitting that it was he, not they, that initiated the contact. He also stated that he did this because the Covington kids were attacking the black Israelites. This is clearly not what happened. Clearly, if you've watched the video, it is painfully obvious. This is not what happened. The white boys stayed way away from the confrontation. It was a confrontation between the black Israelites and the Native Americans. And it was the black Israelites, who are known by reporters in New York to be vile, despicable street thugs. Now, Phillips' actions seem completely at odds with every other Native American present at the rally that day. There was only a handful that were nasty. The vast majority were either debating or getting confrontational with the black Israelites. None of them were at odds with the high school kids. Not a single Native American. Not one. One of the catalysts for why some have say Phillips decided to do what he did was due to the claim that the boys were saying build that wall, and they felt insulted by that. Now, remember, Nathan Phillips is part of a group that is against the border wall. No borders, no walls. Okay? That's why he was protesting. He was protesting the border wall. So, of course, someone wearing a MAGA hat has to be for the border wall. That's why he targeted that boy. Now, in interview after interview, he said they were chanting, "Build that wall." In zero instances that we have found on videotape, and we've watched it all, zero times have the boys said, "Build that wall." But we did find it, and I played it for you earlier. The organizer of the Indigenous Peoples March claim, "I heard that." The New York Times quick to point out, "That was build that wall." It's a quote, quote, "a rallying cry of supporters of Mr. Trump." Which brings me back to the video I told you to remember. Listen to it, but this time listen to the black Israelite leader and what he's saying in the background to the Native Americans.
"Look at all these dusty ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty ass crackers. Can't stand in the damn sun for 5 minutes.
Build that wall.
Can't stand in the damn sun.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all want to build a wall for Mexico?"
He's saying to the indigenous people, "Build that wall, build that wall. Why don't you build that wall? They're so worried about the people from Mexico." So it was said, but it was said by the black Israelites. Not one of the Covington kids. Out of all of the video evidence from the entire event, the only time "build that wall" was ever heard was when it was said by the leader of the black Israelites. The media never did any of this work. They never looked at the entire body of evidence to find out what really happened. They saw young white boys from a Christian school wearing a MAGA hat, and they instantly handed out a verdict of guilty. Did Nathan Phillips do this as an activist looking for exposure? Well, I will tell you this about that old man who cried on TV. Here's what he said in an interview. Now that you have the video and you've seen it with your own eyes, exactly what happened, now let me repeat what Nathan Phillips said happened. He told the Washington Post and then the Detroit Free Press, they, the Covington boys, witnessed these individuals, the Black Hebrew Israelites group, on their soapbox about what they had to say. Well, they didn't agree with it and they got offended. They were in the process of attacking these four black individuals. I was there. I witnessed all of this. And it kept going on and escalating. It just got to a point where you have to do something or you walk away, you know? You see something that's wrong and you're faced with that choice of right or wrong. And that is the moment when I knew I had to put myself between beast and prey. These young men were beastly to these old black individuals, and that was their prey. And I stood between them, and so they needed their pound of flesh, and they were looking at me for my pound of flesh. It was ugly what these kids were involved in. It was racism. It was hatred. It was scary. I mean, if you go back and look at the lynchings that were done in America, you'd see the faces on those people, the glee and the hatred on their faces. That's what these faces looked like. The black Israelites were saying some harsh things, but some of it was true. These young white American kids who were being taught in their Catholic school their doctrine, their truth. And when they found out that there was more truth out there than what they were being taught, they were offended, they were insulted, and they were scared. And that's how they responded. The one thing I was taught in my Marine Corps training is that a scared man will kill you. And that's what these boys were. They were scared. I'm still scared. I'm still feeling vulnerable, but I will not back down. This man is despicable. Despicable. I just put him in a category yesterday of either a guy who didn't know what was going on, or most likely just an activist. But this man is a despicable. despicable liar. And the media held him up, and they are still holding him up just by saying, well, I mean, I guess there's some other information out and now video, and I guess things are changing. No, that's not enough, CNN. That's not enough, Brian Stelter. That's not enough, Washington Post. That's not enough, New York Times. And it's not enough for you or for me. You must stand up for these boys in Covington. They have been hassled. They have death threats. Their school is shut down today. The school principal should know you are on notice. You and the archdiocese need to stand up and correct what you said about these boys. These boys are heroes who tried to do the right thing and were betrayed. Betrayed by the group of people that they were trying to assist and help and protect. And then betrayed by the media, then betrayed by social media and all of us who might have said something that wasn't true because we believed the media. And then finally, they were betrayed by their own principal, their own priest, their own church, their own archdiocese, their own mayor. It's despicable what has happened. These boys, I would be proud to call my own son. These parents of these boys are under attack. Some of them are being attacked at work. People are calling and said you should fire these cretins who have raised these boys. America, you are at a point of choosing. It isn't hard now. This one isn't even a close call. You are at a point of choosing, and if you stay silent now, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to stand right now is to stand. But I warn you, God will not hold you guiltless. We will all pay dearly for this mistake. These boys are innocent, and not just innocent. The story you have been told is the exact opposite. They are protectors of the weak. If you want this information, you can find it at theblazetv.com. I urge you to join us because it is your dollar that paid for everybody on my research team to spend their entire day doing nothing but work on this story to get it right. Please become a subscriber at blazetv.com/Beck. If you can't afford it, I understand it. But somebody's got to set the record straight. And if you can't afford it, and even if you can't afford it, decide not to do it, that's fine. I urge everyone within the sound of my voice to take this information. It will be on Blaze TV. It will be on theblaze.com. All of this will be posted, but it is now in your hands. We did the work. It is now in your hands to correct the error of this grave, grave mistake. It's up to you. We will try to compact this again in a 22-minute episode this afternoon. You'll find it on the Blaze TV. It'll be the 5 o'clock show. We will do it in a 22-minute episode. It is also all being cut up right now by our social media team and is going to be pushed out. But we need you to retweet. We need you. We need your help. We need your help. All right, let me tell you about FilterBuy. FilterBuy would like to remind you that getting sick because of the cold is absolutely false. Every time your mother said, you're going to get cold, you're going to get sick, that's not what causes colds.
Not a thing.
No. We actually get sick because we spend more time inside and we're exposed to higher concentrations of airborne pollutants, including cold and flu viruses. We're not outside. We're trapped in a warm room that's baking all of this stuff. According to the CDC, about 7 million people are getting hit with the flu this year. You want to improve your chances of avoiding the cold and flu season? You know, everybody gets a flu shot. Have you changed your air filter? Because that's wildly important. It's easy to kick the can down the road. It's not so easy when they actually deliver it to your front door and all you have to do is pop it in. So go to filterby.com right now. Order your filters from filterby.com. You'll get an extra discount. I think it's 5% discount if you just put on auto renewal. So they'll send it to you every time your filter needs to be changed. It'll just show up at your door and you just have to pop it in. It's great. It's a great service. It takes all the hassle out of this. Go to filterby.com. That's filter, B-U-Y. On today's, on tomorrow's broadcast, the black Hebrew Israelites. Who are they? What do they believe? What is their record? Again, doing the job of the media. I hope to be able to talk to the families of Covington Catholic School in the next few days. I talked to one parent yesterday. Somebody came to their door in the middle of a conversation off air, and they are frightened. They are frightened, as they should be. It's up to you to right the wrong and stand for the truth peacefully.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I don't know how this audience is going to react to our next guest and really even to our next topic. I just know I have been watching this for about 30 years and I've been fascinated by it. And something dramatic is happening. It's a polar shift. And we have the founder and creator of SpaceWeatherNews.com. SpaceWeatherNews, it's a provider of data tools, news, analysis, and forecasting of space weather and terrestrial events. The polar shift. It actually is very important, and we begin there in 1 minute. And fascinating.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, there's a real dangerous possibility here that Congress is going to do everything they can to slow down the economy, to run up 2020 and to make things, you know, better for their candidate, their Democratic candidate. More regulation, more taxes, more obstruction. I mean, look, I think one of the best things that could happen is the shutdown. I actually am in love with the shutdown. Nothing's getting done in Washington. Da, 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 da.
Usually the things they do are so positive for everyone. How can we lose them?
I know. But there's some real trouble coming in Washington. But more importantly, things like UBS came out and they're not managing as much money as they should be. Let's put it that way, in a very nice way. The banks are in trouble, especially over in Europe. Things are headed towards a course that looks very reminiscent to 2008, only worse, and you need to be prepared. Please, I feel like the Glenn of 2007 when I said to you, please look at what you have in your 401k, look at your IRA, look at your investments, and please consider diversifying. Spread it out as much as you can, and gold should be a part of that portfolio. It should be a part. You should have some physical gold and physical silver, not paper gold. Please consider it right now. Go to goldline.com, goldline.com, or call 1-866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE. Read the important risk information. Find out if it's right for you. 1-866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE, or goldline.com. The magnetic poles are important for several reasons. One is just GPS. There was an emergency meeting called at the end of last year where the world had to come together and reset the GPS, which they were scheduled to do every 10 years, and they were scheduled to do that in 2020, but something is changing. Now, it's not just the magnetic poles. The magnetic poles tell us something about the current of the magma that is around the iron core of the Earth. Is this related to the earthquakes that we're seeing? Is this related at all to the Yellowstone Dome that is looking pretty nasty day by day? A guy who can tell us what all of this means and what's happening is Ben Davidson. He's the founder of SpaceWeatherNews.com. Ben, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and good morning, sir. The pleasure, I can assure you, is both mine and that of the 370,000 citizen scientist observers I'm representing here today.
Well, thank you. So tell me about the polar shift. People, I don't think, understand that the magnetic north and magnetic south have moved about every 12,000 years. And what does it mean?
Well, it means that there is a process that is happening on our planet right now. That doesn't happen very often. For the vast majority of the time we live in this, you know, quasi-happy, relatively peaceful planet. Sure, there are storms and earthquakes and things like that, but it's allowed us to thrive here. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. You know, those same genius ancestors of ours that gave us geometry, philosophy, architecture, they also insisted that we not forget the most important stories, the ones they etched into stone. And that's of basically the end of the world as they knew it, when the planet and the heavens that they were so used to being repeatable and predictable and calm and peaceful turned against them, sort of in their words. Now, granted, that's not a very scientific way of saying it, but it was the best they could come up with. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the evidence says that they were not making it up, just like they didn't make up philosophy, geometry, and architecture. This does seem to happen, and we are well into this one now, and getting to the point where some of the events that we've been seeing on Earth the last few years are directly tied to it, and it's going to be getting much, much worse.
Okay, explain how fast. Well, first of all, every 12,000 years there should be a polar shift. There, just historically looking, it's about 12,000 years. We're now at 11,960 years, and explain what's happening.
Well. And you know, I'm glad that you mentioned those times. It's tough to know exactly where on the year we are. I mean, for all we know, based on what's happened the last couple of years, this could be a lot more up on our heels than we realize. But what's happening is this magnetic field around our planet. It comes from these magnetic poles. One comes out of the north, one comes out of the south, and it wraps around our planet. Now, this is important because apart from asteroids, every last little thing that is scary from space is electromagnetic, whether it's electromagnetic waves like gamma rays and X-rays, mm-hmm. or it's charged particles like protons, cosmic rays, high-energy electrons. This magnetic field is what blocks this and protects our planet. If we don't have as strong of a magnetic field, which we've basically been losing it slowly for the entirety of modern history, but it's just started
to move
rapidly. Really diminishing much faster now. We're going to start to see the effects, and we have started seeing the effects on the earthquakes, the volcanoes, technological susceptibility, and even some human health issues that go along with this.
So the magnetic poles actually shift because, just like we learned with, you know, an alternator or a generator, the molten part of the core, that's I think nickel, and it's going around the iron part of the core like a generator does, and so it's creating this magnetic field, but it's telling us that this molten core is moving faster. Which can that explain what's happening? Is that what's explaining on happening at, like, for instance, the Yellowstone? I can't remember what they call it, but the big volcano in Yellowstone.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are ways that could explain it. But for example, you don't necessarily need it. The weakest part of the magnetic field right now, for example, is over the South Atlantic. It's called the South Atlantic Anomaly. Now, they try to explain this by saying that right underneath there, down to the core, there are these anomalous motions. But the thing is, the magnetic North Pole is moving towards Siberia from Canada, and the magnetic South Pole has already left Antarctica. It's way ahead in the race, and it's going up into the Indian Ocean. Both magnetic poles are moving away from that exact point. And so, is there some anomalous activity at the core underneath the South Atlantic anomaly, or is it just the fact that both magnetic points on the planet are moving further away from it? And with magnetism, the force falls off at 1 over distance cubed. So what we have here is a lot of questions way beneath our feet, but we don't have a whole lot of uncertainty up here at the surface. We can see a lot of these things. The technology and innovation of the last few decades has allowed us to very well track a lot of these things. And while personally, I am actually not as worried about Yellowstone, I think there are a couple in California, Oregon, and Washington that actually worry me a bit more. All of the volcanoes and every single fault line, and that's not just the major ones that surround the ocean, but that things like New Madrid that run up the center of the country, all of those are at major, major risk when this goes a little further.
You moved your family to New Mexico because you say that's a good place to be. Where do you not want to be?
You do not want to be anywhere near a coastline when this happens. The weather interaction between the land and ocean, it's already responsible for some of the harder to forecast major storms and their effects. That's going to increase because as much as temperature and pressure and water vapor play a role in weather, there's also this thing called the global electric circuit. And this is not, you know, fringe science or anything like that. It's just at a higher level. Essentially, there is electric current going from basically the top of the atmosphere down to the ground in fair weather, high pressure. In low pressure, it comes back up into the sky. Now, the only thing stopping the sun from having complete control over this electric circuit in our atmosphere, and which goes down to the ground as well, which is how it accesses the crust and the magma, things like that. The only thing stopping it is that magnetic shield around our planet. As this is decreasing, we are seeing that space weather, things like solar flares, just the regular solar wind, these things are having a much greater effect on the weather, the earthquakes, the volcanic eruptions. Granted, we haven't seen any major global affecting ones yet, but we are starting to see them not only increase in number, but increase in frequency when we would be expecting this surge of energy from the sun or from cosmic rays from the rest of the galaxy. And so you have this knowledge that earthquakes are electromagnetic. I don't know how much you've been following this, but this is now great mainstream science that earthquakes have an electromagnetic component to them. Cosmic rays, those things I mentioned a bit ago, the most powerful ones go right through the Earth. The slightly less powerful ones hit the mantle and change the viscosity level there, especially in silica-rich volcanoes. One of those happens to be Yellowstone. And when we're talking about the weather, that is mostly electricity. And so the current going up and down, this is what actually drives the storms east and west, what strengthens them, what weakens them when they get disconnected from that current. And so, again, the only thing standing in the way of the sun having complete control over the weather, the earthquakes, and our volcanoes, which does seem to happen every time we get a magnetic pole shift, is that magnetosphere, which is losing strength as the poles are moving. You know, a lot of people know the poles are moving, but they don't know that we're actually losing the strength of the field as well.
Because that's what happens when it moves. Real quick, the poles always drift and move. But what we've seen is a dramatic uptick. And if I'm not mistaken, last year the poles moved as much as one would expect in a decade. Is that true?
If you look over long time scales, absolutely. It was only slightly faster than what happened the decade before, but their model was based on the idea that what happened the decade before was an anomaly and it wouldn't possibly happen again. Well, the short version of the story is both the magnetic field position and the strength of the magnetic poles were very, very stable for a couple thousand years, somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 years. Moving a little bit, a few miles to, you know, maybe 10 miles every couple of years, to all of a sudden, the magnetic poles started taking off. And it was actually the southern one that started about 100 years earlier, which is why it's already left Antarctica and up in the Indian Ocean. But the North is actually moving faster now to try to catch up. And as it's doing so, it has literally dwarfed thousands of years of motion a couple of times. So it, from 1900 to about 1980, it dwarfed the last 1,000 years of motion. It broke that again in just the next 30 years, broke that again in just the last decade, and it broke it again here in the last 8 years, which, you know, as you said, it was supposed to come out in 2020. They began realizing this problem in 2018. So it is continuing to speed up. We are losing the field faster and faster. And for those of us who track the sun every single day and the weather and the earthquakes and the volcanoes every single day, it is utterly clear that smaller and smaller solar flares are able to do more and more in the weather, that less and less powerful solar wind is able to trigger stronger and stronger earthquakes, things like that.
Ben, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Ben, you can follow him and find additional information, spaceweathernews.com. I know this sounds crazy because nobody ever talks about it, but it's actual science and wildly important, and may explain more about what's going on with our weather and with what's coming than anything else. Spaceweathernews.com. Thank you so much, Ben. Appreciate it. Never more than 60 seconds away. Stu is shaking his head.
No, it's bizarre. It's a crazy story. I mean, there's so much of that stuff.
I just want to talk about it for just two more minutes after. Let me finish this commercial here for just a second. It's fascinating if you go away from the science and you start to project what this might mean. X chair. You are sitting in an X chair. I'm sitting in an X chair, Stu, and comfortable back support. Really just the most comfortable office chair you can sit in is an X chair. And what I like about it also is that it leans way back.
Yeah.
You can set the tension so you just don't fall back. it supports you all the way. You can lean back, and it is a chair that you can work in all day. And honestly, you could sleep in it. I find it as comfortable as any recliner I've ever sat in.
I fall asleep in the office 3 to 4 times a week at least.
Okay, not the thing to say.
And I love
to
do it in my X chair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not. Anyway, X chair. Find out about X chair. Get the X chair basic. If you're getting something for your home, X chair basic has all of the support you need, a lower price. It doesn't have all of the bells and whistles that the regular X chair does, but it's still a great chair. Use the promo code Beck. You'll also get a free footrest and $100 off right now at xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com, or you can call 844-4-X-CHAIR. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. All right, I want to spend about 3 minutes more on this, and this is what I did not bring up with an actual scientist, because I don't know what he believes. He might believe this is true, he might not, but it is conjecture, and I did not want to mix actual science with theory. We know that the pole shift is wildly important. It will disrupt everything. It will cause all kinds of health problems. It will cause disruptions in weather, disruptions in the Earth's crust. I mean, we could be looking at some real problems, and those are all scientific facts. Here's something that has not been proven. They believe that Atlantis may have been mistaken as going underwater for a continent that was affected by one of the polar shifts. They have found in Antarctica, underneath the ice and the permafrost, they have found things that are like tropical plants, and these tropical plants were flash frozen. Well, how did tropical plants ever get to to South America? I mean, to not South America, but South Pole.
Right.
There's nothing but ice there. It's freezing all the time. If you've ever read anything about the woolly mammoths in Russia that were flash frozen, and they still had buttercups. So they went from a time when they were eating buttercups.
They saw them in their stomach?
In their stomach. Okay. They were eating buttercups in the afternoon and flash frozen before they could digest them. They don't know how that happened. One theory, and again, this is theory, not science, is that when the poles shifted last time, it pulled, it gave such a tug on the crust, because we're floating on this magma, that it gave such a tug that east and west became north and south. So the poles started to come down, and it gave a tug to the earth, and everything slid on the magma. And so what was at the east is now north. What was at west is now south. That's how powerful this force is. It's going to cause all kinds of problems. But one of the things that the reason why this really caught my interest is because I do believe that science and God work hand in hand. God does not change the rules to punish or to heal or anything else. He uses science. He uses his own rules. He can't break the rules that he set up. I mean, he could, but he doesn't want to. It would destroy everything. So what bothered me is, and in the end days, the stars will fall from the heavens. Well, there's no way the stars would fall from the heavens. How could the stars fall? We know the stars are, you know, trillions of light years away. How could they all fall from the sky? It's always bothered me. Well, there is a way for that to happen. If you're standing stationary on the Earth and the Earth's crust shifts and actually slides on the magma, and you are standing here, and now all of a sudden you're in the southern hemisphere. If you were looking up at the sky at night, it would appear as if the stars were falling, because the stars, they're not moving. You are. And so they all fall from the sky. I just find that interesting. And I find it fascinating that it is moving at this time with all of the things that are going on in the world. All of the craziness. It's just another, if you're religious at all, it's just another thing that you go,
You're a delight to be around. Have I told you that lately?
Thank you.
Because there's, as if there's not enough stuff for us to worry about in the world, we have to worry about the actual world shifting and us getting what, flash frozen?
Well, no, I don't know if any of that is going to happen. I don't know if any of that. I do know this, that the poles are shifting and they had to change the GPS.
Early. When, 5 years early? Right?
2 years early. Why would you not teach yourself and your children how to read a map? Because there may come a day where we have this polar shift or disruption that you need to be able to navigate yourself, at least for a little while.
Yeah, GPS may not be reliable. At the very least, that's
right.
a real concern.
Right, at least for a little while. We can't lose all of the things that we once knew.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home this year, I urge you to visit realestateagentsitrust.com. And here is a good reason why. I get these letters every day. This one comes in from Stephanie in Florida, and she wrote, last year we decided we'd take a transfer of my husband's company, leaving our hometown. It was an emotional move, but I listen to you every day. I heard this advertisement. I thought, I trust Glenn. Why not? I'm so glad that I did. Ashley was a godsend and returned my call as our agent within an hour. Not only did she hold the values we expected, she ended up being such an encouragement to us. We prayed together, we laughed together, and it made the whole thing so much easier. The sale got squirrely, but as Glenn Beck said, she took charge and got it done. I'm so glad we took the time and followed the little voice in me that told me, call the number as Glenn advised. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there now. realestateagentsitrust.com.
If you missed the expose on what happened in Washington, you need to see it. Go to blazetv.com/Beck. Use the promo code Beck or listen to the podcast in hour two.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Glad you're with us. We earlier today laid out the case on the Covington Catholic School, and we showed you through something called a TikTok in the business, news media business. A TikTok is something that happens minute by minute, and you have the videotape and you explain an event minute by minute. Here's what happened, then the next time this happened, then the next minute this happened.
It's also a hit song by Kesha.
Thank you. Thank you for that very important analysis there on TikTok.
Just want to give people the industry buzz.
Thank you. We gave this TikTok, and what we did is I instructed the staff yesterday to spend the day watching the videos, doing all the research that needed to be happened, and tell me what was happening on the mall before the Covington School students even showed up. Show me what was going on. Search for all the videos, and then show me all the way until they get on the bus. So I laid that out in an hour. It was hour number two of this broadcast. I'm going to cut it down some and do it for television, so there'll be a shorter version of it. We're also giving all of the videos and the analysis of it. It will be up, should have been up on the Blaze TV or Blaze.com. Should be up soon. It's not there yet. We'll put it on GlennBeck.com.
Also the podcast, too. I mean, a lot of people are asking, hey, I'm not a subscriber. There's one way to fix that, by the way. You can actually just subscribe.
Yeah.
It's really easy. You get access to lots of great shows. BlazeTV.com/Beck, promo code Beck, if you want to sign up. And you can watch the whole thing with all the videos. Mm-hmm. But people are asking, how do I retweet it? And, well, first of all, it's just like not ready yet. We just did it. So we're working on it and getting it out there. But the podcast will be another way you can do it very easily.
What time's the podcast? What time's the podcast?
It's pretty soon after the show. I think it varies on some technical things and...
No, you're talking about the full-length podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's make today's one-hour podcast
standalone.
Just a standalone of that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, can we... Yeah, I think we can do that.
So you'll find those wherever podcast... You know, you go to iTunes or whatever and you download the podcast. Please...
Subscribe there, too.
Subscribe and rate the podcast. Ratings are really important. That helps introduce it to other people.
Reviewing too.
Reviewing helps it as well. So just say, I love it. I listen every day. Whatever it is that you feel.
I listen every day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Just say that. Just like every mix station in all history.
With great variety and the station you can all agree on at work.
Just write this. I listen every day at work and I'm female. That helps our demographics.
Anyway, find that information and pass it around. Now, this goes to. I'm getting a lot of email like this, and let me read this one to you, Glenn. I can finally get to my point. There's a paragraph that's really sweet before this. The community I have been a part of my entire life is being condemned and ridiculed by the media. Covington Catholic High School. It's a phenomenal school. I can't begin to tell you what the people, teachers, administrations, and diocese have done for this community. My son is in the eighth grade, will be a freshman there next year. The majority of men who have evolved from this school have been exceptional leaders. Because of the media, however, they are completely annihilated by people who are only viewing one side. You are only one of my two news sources. I'm not on Facebook, but I realized how sick I am to see this happening to my community. Every time I go online, I read hateful comments about my community. I haven't read anything since after this weekend. What stands out to me is that you have to go through this daily and read all of this. I don't know how you do it. Yeah. Yeah, it's called adrenal exhaustion. What stands out to me is you have to rely on your researchers and God to get you through the days, because without God, no human could face the craziness. How true that is. I was talking about my eighth grade son, Mitchell, stopping by to buy an outfit for confirmation. He's quiet, faith-filled, pain in the butt, 14-year-old kid. Who at first was confused by all of the attention. He decided to wear his Covington Catholic shirt proudly, not to throw it in anybody's faces. We listened to you on SoundCloud, and we heard hour number one. Glenn, I cried to hear you, my hero and my mentor, speaking out about an incident at the Capitol. I just lost it. I prayed that you would know about this. I prayed that your voice could reach the many that cannot. I will tell you, this does not say from Janie. Janie, I am a member of Covenant Catholic School today. All of us should be a member today. And stand as a protector. If you listen to hour number two and you listen to the podcast today or watch the TV show, you are going to see the video and how, I mean, it's evil. It is truly evil what they faced and what has gone on. That's the only way I can describe the lies that have been told.
Yeah, particularly by this Native American,
Nathan Phillips.
I mean, you know, some of the story you might know. You've obviously heard a lot of it in the media over the past few days. Mm-hmm. But to hear the video, to see the video, and then read the quote back, as you did at the end of that, from Phillips, which describes a completely mythical situation that absolutely there is no way he could believe is accurate. There's no way. He is just blatantly lying to the media. And man, I would just love to see the media get pissed off at about it. Where is their righteous indignation? Every time they get a leak from the White House that they don't like, they get very upset about it. But what about this? Here's a guy coming here and telling you a completely false story. You believe it without checking. First problem. You go let it go to print without checking. Another problem. And then afterwards, you realize this guy is blatantly lying to you. Where is your anger over that?
Because they didn't do what we did today.
No.
We're the only ones to give you the full TikTok rundown of what happened. We give it to you with all of the video. We didn't just ask people. We didn't interview people. We watched the video and put it all together. And then I take you through it minute by minute and I show you what's happening. And it proves in video everything that guy said was an absolute lie. And beyond that, that these kids were heroic in trying to protect the Native Americans. It was it's unbelievable what happened.
And to be fair, we were not the only ones that gave the TikTok. Again, it was also Kesha, who also did it with video.
Glenn, I've been a listener for over a decade, and I just subscribed to the Blaze TV. I've supported the Nazarene Project in the past, and I want to thank you and your team for the courageous work you all do. Listening to your report this morning inspired me to write and tell you how much I appreciate the truth. It's a travesty what's happened to these Covington boys and their families. Thank God there are people who go the extra mile to tell the story. I'll look for opportunities to stand with you on future projects. Our country is at a moral crossroads. The true war is being fought is the true war of truth versus lies. I pray for you and your loved ones. Your message may continue to be heard. There's one more. Glenn, what can the average Joe like me do in assisting the situation with the high school in Covington? How can we support them? Okay, I'm going to give you steps to do. One, get on social media and do not argue. Do not fight. Do not say bad words. Don't engage. Okay? Just get on and speak the truth with the video that we have provided. You take those links and you explain it. And you just support the Covington School. Okay? Do not engage in arguments. There's nothing to be won there. The most important thing you could do, get the truth out. The next thing is overwhelm the school, the parents, the kids, the archdiocese with courage and love. They have to know. These parents feel alone because the archdiocese and the school have not, as of this morning that we are aware of, and we're in contact with several people, the archdiocese nor the school have reached out to the students or to the parents and said, publicly or privately, you guys, you were right. We're on your side.
I mean, they did reach out to cancel school today because of all the threats from lunatics across the country.
Right. They are, I think, paralyzed by fear right now, and good reason to be. Embrace them, encourage them, give them courage, and show them love. They need to see that. If the archdiocese and the school decides to stand with the boys unequivocally, and they need help with security, I know I'll give. I'm sure Mercury One would be willing to help this private school, this religious school. We've done it before with Jewish schools that are under attack. We've helped them build security. I don't think we'll have a problem raising money for security. If they take a strong stand in defense of the truth, I know we, and I'm sure this audience, we will set up a fund and we will get them the money so they will have security for their teachers and their staff members and the students. The next thing, you want to go more than that? Support media that does this. Please, we are entering a time right now. You're seeing it. Digital media is dying on the left. It's dying on the left. You remember they counted me out. Oh, Glenn Beck, he's on his last carrot. He's not going to be able to do anything. Well, yeah, I blew through all my money. Yep, I did. We're still standing. We're still standing and we're growing. And we need your support to be able to do it. Now, you don't want to subscribe to me. That's fine. Find someone who you believe is looking for the honest to God truth and will let the chips fall where they may. Do not look for people loudmouths like me who have just an opinion. Look for the people who are also backing it up with the truth and support them. We need critical thinkers in the media. And we're all under attack. You're under attack. We're under attack. We have to support each other. We have grown. We now have me and Eric Bolling and Mark Levin and Steven Crowder. And we run the gamut. And it's only going to get bigger with your support. But yesterday, it's that support that paid for the researchers that we could take offline and do nothing but that. Also, longer term, education. You find somebody who has education that you support. Might be Covington High School. Might be something like Mercury One on our education programs, where we are doing crash courses for 2 weeks with students of 18 to 24-year-olds who are in college being indoctrinated, and we are teaching them the founding principles and the Constitution. Whatever it is that you find, support them. But when you do it, look at each charitable dollar that you give or each dollar that you spend as an investment. Who is returning the biggest bang for the buck? I hadn't asked you to subscribe to The Blaze in I don't know how long because I didn't feel comfortable with the investment for you. I know $9.99 is a lot of money. And I haven't asked you to subscribe for a long time unless it was a special event that I wanted you to see. Because I feel like I have to do my best, my absolute best. And while we weren't hitting the mark. We have worked so hard over the last 2 years to get this thing right. And now we have merged with CRTV and it's only going to get better. But it's all about you. It's all about you. And our mantra here is serve the people. Don't worry about money. Serve the people. Love your audience. Serve them. How can we make their lives easier? The best thing I think we can do is explain the world of today, back it up with the truth, so you can understand what's going on and be prepared for what comes next.
And quickly on your first point, which was engaging the right way, you know, not screaming, not swearing, all of those things. A lot of times when you talk about that, we hear it's just like it's not effective in today's world. It's not. Well, this story is the perfect example that it is, right? If these kids had done what, you know, some of the outrage mob on social media want you to do, this would have been a loss for conservatives.
Yes, big loss.
It would have been a massive loss. We would have looked like lunatics. Instead, these kids put into practice all the things we've talked about. They did those things, and we, especially on this story, we should honor what they did by making sure we do it the right way as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So do that. Start just by tweeting on social media today. All right. More on that subject tomorrow. First, let me tell you about Simply Safe, our sponsor this half hour. Simply Safe wants you to know that the crime on property, I think only about 36% of property crime is actually reported to the police. I can't believe that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
If it's something stolen, you should probably tell the police about it.
And only 18% of the property that has been stolen and reported to police actually is recovered. You got to stop it before anybody comes in. And SimpliSafe is the best way to do it. Take the necessary steps to protect your home. Most importantly, the most important valuable you have is your family. Protect them with unbelievable, up-to-date, over-the-horizon kind of technology with SimpliSafe. No contracts. You own the system, and it's $14.99 a month to monitor 24/7 and alert police or fire or anybody else that needs to be alerted, God forbid. I want you to go to SimpliSafeBeck.com. Get 10% off your security system right now at SimpliSafeBeck.com. So glad that you're here today. Tomorrow's program, we are going to go in depth on the Black Israelite. Is it the Black Israelite Jews? Is that what
Hebrew,
that were? Hebrews?
Hebrews.
Yeah. The Black Israelite Hebrews. They were the innocent black people that were just being harassed by these Covington students. No, that's not. And there's no self-respecting New York news person that could ever report that, because these guys are on the streets of New York and they are vile and vicious.
I will say, though, isn't the Make America Great Again hat an attack in and of itself, Glenn?
No, it's really not.
It's not? But it's
no,
red.
I know.
It's red and the white
I know,
words.
I know.
And
no, it's not.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.